Morning. And he is the regional manager central, that is NSSF, National Social Security Fund, Ivan Tehamwe. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Gaetano. Good morning, Lucky.
Mm-hmm. How are you today?
Tehamwe.
Very fine, thank you.
Tehamwe.
What did I say?
Tehamwe. Can you say it after? Repeat after. Oh my God!
Tehamwe.
Okay, just call him Ivan.
Ivan Ting. Ivan Tehamwe.
Good are you?
Very well, glad to have you over here.
Glad to have you too.
Yeah, looking very smart, very dapper,
thank
so
you.
To speak.
Thank you.
I like your suit. Always
thank you.
Look at the
and the tie as
yeah.
well. What a tie.
It's got it going on.
Anyway, so let's get into it. You're here to give us more information. I know NSSF has been doing amazing things. And one of the amazing things that you've been doing is the employer amnesty campaign from NSSF. Generally, just give us what the objectives are and explain it in detail so that we understand it.
Mm. Oh, cool. Thank you. Mm. Good morning, listeners across the platforms. Mm. NSSF, the different things we've been doing and on at the moment is the amnesty, NSSF employer amnesty campaign.
Right. Mm.
Now, over the years, we've had employers who are challenged in one way or another and therefore are not compliant. Mm. So compliant means they are not paying members money every month when they ought to be paying. So we sat, the institution management sat and realized we were giving, oftentimes we give back to employers.
Mm.
We
right.
give back to community.
Mm.
So we said, why don't we also give it back to employers this time around in the form of amnesty, where an employer who has had challenges can be able to settle their obligations without necessarily incurring penalties. So we are forgiving them of penalties.
Mm-hmm.
So we ask people to pay their principal arrears, pay the interest, and then we forgive you of the penalties. So that is what's at stake at the moment.
Only
because
the
if
penalties.
You take long without paying, there are penalties
if
there.
If you skip a month not paying, you attract 10% penalty for each month when you've not paid NSSF contribution.
So you're waiving it and saying
so we are now
okay.
telling employers, if you are you're among those who have had those challenges over time, because there was COVID, now there is war in Iraq, in Iran and Israel, so many things happening. So you've been challenged in one way or another, but you still have a spirit, you still have employees, you still have members
you're
employing. So we are telling you, you know what, sit down, do the calculation, the computation of how much money you've not paid in arrears, and then with the interest, make the payment, and then apply for amnesty to have the waiver of the entire penalty.
So the objective of this is to get everybody back on track?
Yes, we want to get everybody back on track, we want to get compliance improved, we want to get every employee working somewhere to have their money paid to NSSF, so that their retirement is secured.
Okay. Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about the process of actually applying to get this penalty waiver. Do I just come and say, Banangi, and say, well, no, please help me out, I don't have these things, and I want to be forgiven, and what documents are actually required for this process, Ivan?
Oh, thank you. It starts with the employers logging on to our website.
Right.
www.nsfug.org.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to Amnesty, where you download a tool. There is a tool called Self-Assessment Tool. So it helps you key in your arrears. Then it shows you total obligation outstanding. It shows you the resulting interest amount, because that is members' money. Then it also shows you potential penalty. How much penalty you owe to be paying if you are to make that payment.
Right.
So once you do that, once you have the figures, go ahead and generate a TIN or transaction reference number or get in touch with us to support you do that. After which then you go to the bank, settle your obligation. By 11th May, then you apply for waiver for which then you have the waiver.
So there's a date, 11th May.
11th May is currently the timeline that we have.
That's a really short timeline.
No, it's running for 60 days, Lucky.
Ah, okay.
Good things
okay.
normally have, you know, yeah, they have to expire.
Yes.
So 11th May is the timeline we have for our customers, and it's going to run for 60 days in total. So within that time, we expect you to do assessment, make a payment, then submit your application to us, and then we will consider you for waiver. So what we require you to have are your payrolls, where you visit, payers you unscheduled,
right.
or wage records. So once you have those, then you are good to go.
And the single process takes long?
It doesn't take long at all. The first thing you need to know is once you make a submission,
right,
you get a tracking number, which we give you, which you can always check on the website and see how far your process is going.
Mm.
But also, the moment you submit, we get back to you with acknowledgement of receipt of your application.
Right.
And then, over the time, we keep updating you. This is where we are. This is where we are. In a short period of time, I must say, like a week, depending on the traffic, you should have your outcome declared to you.
Let's talk about the legal protection or assurances are given to employers participating in this amnesty.
Yes.
What are they?
Like I said, management sat and decided that let's do this for our members. Now, the law gives the managing director the right to waive.
Right.
Yes. He can waive. So management sat and agreed that let's give it back to members in the 60 days. Now, the fact that there was that then done, then what we are doing is now legal. It is allowed, and nobody will come at you for that period when you've done that assessment and you've had your waivers approved.
Right.
So for every employer who receives a waiver, for the period you declared yourself, because it is self-assessment, you declare for yourself, you give us records and say my outstanding has been 100 million, interest is 10, penalty is 1 billion because our penalties normally far outweigh the outstanding arrears and interest.
Right.
So once that has been waived officially, you get a letter, then you are covered, you are sorted.
Oh,
so if I
like
come
that
on the 12th of May, nothing happened.
Unfortunately.
But you know how Ugandans like to give another extension of another extension.
Gaetano,
can you? I'm just saying.
No, Gaetano.
Is there a possibility of an extra extension, or this is it? 11th May is the cutoff date.
11th May for now is the cutoff date.
Right.
If you miss out, then we will come at you the best way possible we can, because the law allows us to come at you through litigation and, of course, at your own cost.
So these are the consequences for the employer. They don't take advantage of this amnesty. Can they get extra support or guidance if they don't?
If they don't take part of the amnesty but they still want to come through, we are available to support them to go through this process of one, self-disclosure, but also give them a payment plan that can enable them to settle their obligation, but this time around with a penalty.
And the penalty depends on how much they have not.
The penalty depends on how much you've not paid and for how much time.
Wow.
It has taken.
Oh,
the longer the time, the heavier the penalties.
Yeah,
it is 10% per month. This money has not come through.
That's
so
a lot of
it tends to become
money
a lot bigger when you've taken some good time.
Okay.
So we encourage all employers. We encourage employers who have started on the journey to register. Come to us, register, get a number, go on the system, self-declare, pay, and then we clear you. And we get
so they must come physically to get registered?
Physically. Yes. For those who have not been registered.
Right.
We have employers who are not registered yet, so they didn't know they were supposed to be paying, but they are there. They have employees, because every employer is supposed to register and pay NSSF. If you are not a public servant, if you are not civil service company, if you are not government, because even government, not all government does not pay.
Right.
So if you're not exempted from paying and you have employees and you haven't paid that money, please register yourself, come to us, register, do a safe disclosure, and again apply for waiver, and you'll be waived so that you get good starting and we move forward together.
Okay, in case you just joined us, we have the regional manager, Central NSSF, that is Ivan Twehamye. I hope I got it right. Twehamye. Okay, is there anything else perhaps you've left out that you would like people to know before we let you go?
Oh, yes. I would like to encourage employees. If you know you've not been getting your SMS alerts on notifying you of your account balance, money has come, please, this is for you also. Get in touch with your employer. Remind your employer to take advantage of this moment. Because they have had issues. We feel for them. They have had issues.
Right.
But this is a moment for them also.
Yes.
So you want us to go to our bosses
talk,
and tell
talk
them.
To your employer. But where you can't, again, we have a window for you. Whistleblow. Let us know that we can come and support you.
George, you have heard.
Please, let us know. We will come and support you. Whistleblow is, we have got our website again. We'll protect you. Whistleblow, so that we get to know and we come in to support you. Because there are those, like I said, that are hiding and we're not aware.
Right.
So it is up to you. It's up to you to whistle blow. We get to know. We come and support you. You get your money paid back onto your account.
Is there any other incentive for whistleblowing, like a reward, apart from getting my payment?
Yeah, we have rewards, but first, most importantly, you get your money paid, and therefore your future is guaranteed.
Guaranteed.
It's secured, but also there are rewards depending on what our findings shall be, and that of course we look at it case by case. So we encourage people, if you know your employer is playing around, please whistle bro. We will come and help you.
So enjoy it's called snitch on the street.
Rat them out. Let me blow my whistle.
It is your teacher at stake. Like you come here work from your 25 if you are lucky. If you are lucky, 20, you have a job. 25, you have a job. You work all through your 40s, your 50s. Before you know it, you are retiring.
And when you retire,
you do not have anything to support you. The time when your salary is no longer there.
Right.
While others are working with us, getting their paychecks, the biggest paychecks, by the way, employees. That's right. Then for you, you have nothing to settle down to.
Because you didn't whistleblow.
Because
in your best interest.
Because your employer probably did not know and forgot about you. Also forgot about yourself.
Right.
So we encourage you, please make this step forward, come forward and whistleblow, or come forward, talk to us, talk to your employer, so that we support one another to get better.
Thank you so much indeed, Regional Manager Central NSSF, and we do appreciate the time that you spent to tell us all of this. I'm going to go and have a conversation with our boss. I'm not whistleblowing on him because they pay. So let's
I was looking at you, I was like, what is this person saying? Capital does pay.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Ivan. Do enjoy the rest of your day.
Please, thank you.
Absolutely. And you can tell me where you bought the suit. We can have a conversation later on.
Fine.
Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Cheers. Good day.